Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning to you. It's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So Morgan says, I want to stay off social media today.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I have to do it, at least throughout the duration of the show until I get home today.
Now, why do you want to stay off social media?
Because...
Are you getting threats?
No. The season finale of The Bachelor was on last night, and for the first time ever, I didn't look up the spoilers of who won. So I've made it all the way up until this point, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I open my Instagram app today, the very first thing that I'm going to see is either who the next Bachelorette is or who Joey ended up picking, if he ended up picking anybody.
Because that's how your algorithm works at this point.
Totally.
Whenever you open up something on social, it's going to be some reality TV show or bit of information or news.
Totally. And I mean, the Bachelor finale was the TV event last night. So everybody's going to be talking about it. So I'm just trying to keep my head down. I'm trying to keep myself distracted. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try really hard.
Well, we're not going to be telling you about it this morning on the Q Morning Show at all.
Please don't.
I mean, I see that it's in here, but even from looking at what I have in front of me, I can't even tell you who won.
Okay, well, that's good.
I don't even know if I know the name of the Bachelor. What was his name?
His name was Joey Grazide.
Well, Joey, I hope you found what you were looking for.
You know, the thing that's tripping me up is, like, I feel like I have the willpower to stay off social media for 4 hours until I can get home and watch the finale. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more of a... like habit. I don't want to say a nervous habit, but like if we're sitting here in commercials, I'll just open Instagram. It's like muscle memory.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really got to be steadfast today. I have to be on my A game. I have to, when I feel like, or if I catch a little glimpse of me reaching for my phone for the muscle memory, I got to be good about it.
Well, I can promise you I will not reveal who the winner is, only because I don't know.
Okay.
I cannot promise that no one's going to text it into the show today.
You have your laptop back, I see, which means that I don't have to necessarily look at the text machine.
It's so nice. I have my laptop back. It has been re-imaged. I don't know what that means, but...
I'm just going to go with it.
I have access to the text machine again and all of our show stuff. It's right here in front of me.
Well, that's great, because yesterday I took one for the team for you and read all the text messages. So today, just keep an eye on the text messages. And if nothing sneaky pops up, then I will be able to look at it.
I'm trying to think if I have anything remotely close to what you're doing right now. And I would have to say it's probably sports. It's probably some game that I've wanted to see that I would DVR at home. And I know that it's DVRing.
But you don't know who won it?
Right. I don't want to know because I want to go enjoy the game. It's not in real time, but I want to watch the game and not know what the outcome is.
Are you referring to like a March Madness type situation?
No, I don't think that I would do that. It's been Browns games. It's been some Cavs games where I know I'm going to be able to watch the game later, or if I'm going to be on some sort of a 2-hour delay,
right,
or something like that, I will text all my friends and say, hey, please, no spoilers,
right,
about the game. Because a lot of my friends will text me during a game with expletives and other,
right,
other spoilers that I don't really want to hear. And I've been pretty good about that. Like whenever I want to do it, But you're right. The muscle memory, like I'll just be sitting there on my phone and it's like, why did I just open up the ESPN app?
Exactly.
And now the score is right there at the top of the screen. Why would I even do that?
Exactly. I almost deleted the Instagram app off my phone this morning.
Why don't you just give me your phone right now? Just
no,
give me your phone.
No, absolutely not.
Well, just keep your phone over here.
That's not safekeeping. I don't trust you at
all. I won't go through your phone.
I'm just going to keep it in my purse for right now. Out of arm's reach. There you go. Scooting away. I can't reach it. Oh, no.
All right. Well, good luck to you. We've got 4 hours to go
here.
Yeah,
I've made it 10 minutes. Let's keep on keeping on.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So what in the world is going on with Sean Puff Daddy Diddy Combs right now? My goodness.
It's pretty serious.
This is really serious stuff. Here's what happened. Two of his homes have been raided.
Yes.
By federal agents. By Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And it's part of a federal sex trafficking investigation, which has been going on for months, which I had no idea about. Were you aware of this?
Yes.
Okay. So they raided his homes. Several people were detained, including two of his sons, mm-hmm. from what I understand, Justin and King. Diddy was not there. I don't know where he is. I think people are tracking him.
His private jet, yes, is not in the United States currently.
And that may be where he is. He's overseas somewhere. Is he overseas because he was overseas on vacation? Or was he overseas because he knew that there was going to be some raid coming soon?
Right.
And he decided to get out of here.
Yeah, wow. I mean, when you look at the video, It was like a scene straight out of a movie, and it wasn't only one home. It was two homes, maybe even three. I see here too, LA and Miami. But it's like the feds don't show up with that kind of manpower unless they really need to. You know what I mean? Like it just, wow. Shocking.
I don't disagree with you there. And then last night I was also reading the article was called, this was the title of the article, A Timeline of Sean Combs' Successes, Controversies, and Legal Disputes. And this was the sound of me reading that article last night. Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't know that that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy stuff.
Especially within the past 6 months, there's been a lot of lawsuits against Diddy. Of course, he's going to come out and deny them. But in this case, it feels like where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, six lawsuits and then you get raided by Homeland Security. That certainly is not a coincidence.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me as well to watch from a distance because none of this is up to me. I don't decide who gets canceled and who doesn't get canceled. But Diddy is one of those guys that has never been canceled, even with his long list of controversies that he's had in his lifetime. You read through them and you're like, wow, I don't remember that happening. And then you see 2 years later, he got a Lifetime Achievement Award from MTV.
Right.
You're like, well, how come he never got canceled for this? And then you look at some other artists or even celebrities and you're like, well, how did they get canceled for that? And did he still, I don't know.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah,
it's the beginning of the end, I fear.
Lots more information, I assume, will be coming out today, as soon as today, most likely.
Yeah.
So where are we going to be watching a Browns game in 10 years? Is it still going to be on the lake or is it going to be in a dome somewhere?
We're getting closer to finding out the answer, I think.
There were some updates yesterday. We'll talk about that next. The Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, there's a fire this morning underneath the 480 bridge. There's flames. They say that it was caused by mulch, and it's burning mulch and pallets. I don't know how the fire got started, but don't be alarmed if you are traveling in that area today. Everyone's aware of it. They're working on it right now. So a fire under the 480 bridge. In other news this morning, The owners of the Browns, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, are in Orlando right now for the NFL winter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asked yesterday about the future of Brown Stadium.
Because we know something's going on, right? Not too long ago, they purchased a whole bunch of land.
Exactly. Yeah, they purchased 176 acres of land in Brook Park, which is near the airport and near the IX Center. And back then, weeks ago, we're like, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
Why would you purchase so much land?
Right.
What do you plan on doing with that? And Jimmy and Dee Haslam yesterday said it basically comes down to two options right now. Either renovate Brown Stadium on the lake for $1 billion, or we're going to get a dome stadium somewhere outside of the city at double the cost. They say it's going to be $2 billion to do all that. And then you put all of the puzzle pieces together, and yeah, they have the option to buy that land in Brook Park. So if they do intend on going with the dome stadium, that's probably where it would go.
I'll tell you, initially, like, I'm like, oh no, you have to keep it downtown. You have to. It's Cleveland tradition. It's the game day experience. It's the vibe of the city. And then you say that if it moves, we get a dome and we can go to that December 23rd game without freezing our butts off. I'm like, oh, that makes it a little bit more of a tough decision.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have no idea of what side I would choose right now. I feel like I need more information for everything,
yeah,
for all of this. Because you're right. I mean, can you imagine a Brown Sunday? And it's not like I have season tickets, so I'm not down there every week anyway. But having no Muni lot, no tailgating Muni lot.
Right.
On Brown Sunday. I mean, that's been going on since I've been alive.
Yeah.
And will it be the same in a parking lot outside of a dome stadium somewhere in Brook Park? I don't know. I don't know if that area can host a dome stadium right now. Like, if you're, I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to know that. You know, can that area handle the traffic along with having the IX Center there and having the airport there? Do we have the infrastructure to be able to handle the...
I feel like downtown can't really handle the traffic either, because we get stuck in that traffic for hours anytime we go to a game.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
I just feel like, why didn't we have a dome from the get-go? Like, you know you're building a stadium in Northeast Ohio on the lake. Wouldn't you assume that a dome would be, like, one of the top priorities?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that somebody addressed it way back when.
Maybe they just didn't have enough moolah. I mean, it doubles the price, as they said.
I suppose so. Just to put
$1 billion to $2 billion.
Just to put a roof on.
I think I'm team dome, to be completely honest with you.
And then what would that area look like outside of the dome stadium? Does that mean that we're going to get, I'm assuming that retail would pop up there, restaurants, bars. And again, do we have the capacity to handle all that?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would want to know.
Where there's a will, there's a way. They'll do it.
Plus, who's paying for all this? That's my last question.
Hopefully the Haslams.
Well, they do seem, the Haslams say if they get that dome, they said they'll pay for half of it, and then they'll secure state funding, private funding for the rest of it.
There you go.
But I don't know how much that would affect the taxpayer, but that's the latest this morning. The Haslams say it's down to two options, and we won't see the results of any of this for another 10 years anyway.
You never know.
And it's interesting. I could be swayed either way.
I think I'm team dome. I just want to
be
really warm. Yes. I want to go to a game in December and not cry.
Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. So tell me what's going on with you and hugs. Why are you stressing about hugs? Why are you thinking about hugs?
I am stressing about hugs because I am having to say goodbye to some coworkers today.
Why today?
Because this person isn't going to be here for the rest of the week.
Ah, gotcha.
They told me yesterday.
Oh,
they were like, tomorrow's my last day of the week, Morgan, so we're going to have to say goodbye tomorrow because Friday is my last day. And all day yesterday, I was sitting thinking, am I supposed to hug this person tomorrow? I have no idea. And that led to a thought spiral. Am I supposed to hug Jen and Tim when I leave? Am I supposed to hug our boss, Chase, when I leave? I have no idea.
I've never thought about this either.
I don't know.
It's interesting that it's on your mind right now.
I feel like the only person that I know for sure that I would hug is you because I've hugged you before. So it's not like super weird. But everybody else I feel like is a little weird, right?
So I think you need to have a prior hugging relationship at some point.
Okay.
I think that you would have had to have hugged them before, at least one other time before. And if not, then I don't think that you get a goodbye hug this week.
So what do I do then? Just like knucks?
Knuckles.
Wave.
When are you planning on doing it? There's a sales meeting today.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you plan on seeing the office people, you should probably go over there today.
And I hadn't thought about it.
Now, they have their sales meeting on the ground floor. Like, maybe you stand from the balcony and just wave.
Yeah, throw candy or something.
And that way you don't have to interact with anyone or hug.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about the sales side of things. I was only thinking about the programming side because we're over here on a whole different little wing of the building. But I've known some of these people for 10 years. I've known Jen and Tim for 10 years. I just don't hug them goodbye?
Also, is it up to you to say goodbye or is it up to them to come find you?
Don't send me down another thought spiral.
Like, do you need to seek everyone out and say, I'm leaving now, bye? Or should they have it occur to them that you're leaving and should they make an appointment to come see you this week?
Right.
How should that work?
What would you do?
I don't know. I've never quit a job.
You left this job 20 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
So what happened? Don't remember.
I don't remember my last day. I don't think it was anything. It wasn't anything where anybody was shedding any tears. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
My exit from this show over 20 years ago was I'm just going to go off and do something else. And I don't think anybody really cared.
Okay.
And then from all my other jobs, I was fired. So I never had a chance to say goodbye to anyone anyway.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So I'm not very helpful to you. I would say if you've never hugged them before, I don't think you should start now.
Not even Chase?
Is what I'm saying. No, why?
Our boss, Chase?
He didn't hug you when he got the job. Did you hug him when he got the job?
No, that's different, though.
Why
saying
is it different?
Saying hello is different than saying goodbye.
It's also not necessarily goodbye. It's
yeah.
Kind of like, it's not like you're leaving for another city.
Right.
We could conceivably run into you again someday. It's a big city, but it's also a small city.
Yeah.
We could easily run into you somewhere.
I don't know. I'm losing sleep over it. And this conversation has not made me feel any better.
Should we make that our group therapy today?
Yeah, maybe. You have to check the text, though. I haven't been able to check the text once this morning. Has anyone spoiled The Bachelor yet?
Nobody has spoiled The Bachelor.
Okay, so I'm going to check the text as of right now.
Somebody texted in, throw Morgan a goodbye party. See, that's not up to me.
If there's
a party, that's not up to me. Like, I can't be the one to make that decision because there's money involved.
Right. Right.
So, and who would I invite to the party?
Right.
Like, I'm not paying for a whole catered goodbye party for Morgan.
That's okay. I wouldn't expect you to.
I would like to buy you breakfast on Friday from yours truly.
Why?
And then everything else we're doing on the show this week to celebrate your exit. I think that's enough from my
part. That's enough. You don't need to buy me breakfast.
No, I do want to buy you.
I can write it off as one last business expense.
Because I want breakfast too on Friday. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
So if I'm going to get it, you might as well get it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just continue to spiral for the next couple of days and see how it pans out on Friday.
All right. We'll put a pin in this and maybe we'll come back to it and see if we can give you some better guidance.
Yeah.
We do have to help out Daniel because Daniel reached out to us via DM with an interesting dilemma that I don't think I fully comprehend what's going on. It's either something happening to him right now or it's about to happen to him.
Okay.
But he's pretty stressed out about it, like you're stressed out about hugging.
Right.
Let's see if we can help out Daniel. It's group therapy next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. We might have some emergency group therapy happening right here. I'm not really sure the entire story, but that's why we take the call, I guess. It's Daniel in Twinsburg. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us what's going on, because am I right? Is this like a 911 group therapy going on?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
What's wrong?
Okay. Long story short, I forgot my wife's birthday, and now I'm pretty much screwed.
You're in big trouble?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is her birthday today?
No.
Oh.
It was yesterday.
Okay.
So it's still fresh.
So she knows you forgot her birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, before we, get into what happened, I need to know the details of your relationship. How long have you been together?
We dated for 2 years, and we've been married for about one.
Is this her first birthday with you guys being married?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Is that significant, though?
Yeah.
Is it a birthday?
Your first one married? I think so.
I never really thought of it that way. For me, it was just another birthday. It didn't matter if I was married or not.
Yeah, I think it depends on what stage in life that you are. But I feel like if you get married and you totally forget, it's different if you don't plan something. But if you forget on the first birthday that you're married, I think that's kind of bad.
So how long did it take, Daniel? How long did it take for you to remember yesterday? Or did she have to bring it up to you?
She kind of brought it up. At the end of the day yesterday.
Oh my God.
I know exactly that conversation. Did you forget that it was my birthday today and you probably didn't say anything?
No, she didn't even say it that. It's just so it was kind of a good day, huh?
Oh no.
Leaning into it. And I wasn't sure what she was doing. I'm like, yeah, it was a whatever day. I got work tomorrow. So what do you, and then it was only later that I realized, oh my.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
No, well, I've been slammed at work. My boss is on my case, and then I had to get all taxes done last week, and that was just, it wasn't great.
Right.
And, we have been together for, 2 years before, but it just completely slipped my mind.
Okay. So your excuses are you've been really, really busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has she said anything to you since?
No. That's the thing. Once I realized and I said I was sorry, that at that point, then she's just giving me the silent treatment, which is it sucks, but it's also it hurts more.
Yeah.
I almost want her to yell at me.
I get it.
Say, you're stupid. How did you do it? But it's I can tell she's disappointed, and that's the part that really hurts,
You must have given her a half-hearted apology for her to give you the silent treatment.
No, well, okay. So yesterday I apologized and she was giving me the silent treatment and I apologized a couple times, nothing. I'm like, okay, well, she doesn't want to talk right now. She doesn't want to talk right now. So I sent her this really long text just saying just how we met and over our history and how I'm sorry. And I'm just overwhelmed at work. I'm super busy. And she left me on read. She literally read it
respond. Yeah, she's pissed.
You sent her a text? That seems so impersonal.
Well, she's not talking to me. So what am I supposed to do?
Right. What else are you supposed to do?
Here's the thing. I apologized last night a bunch of times. I sent her the text and everything like that. Still, I'm getting nothing. And all right, you know what? At this point, I'm not so sure I'm the bad guy here. All right? I think at this point, this is her overreacting. All right? Here's the thing. If this isn't, we're in our 30s. Birthdays aren't that big of a deal. And, okay, look, I said I'm sorry, all right? I said it. What else does she want from me? And, okay, I know, like, my buddy, he's saying, he's like, oh, you got to do this big grand gesture. Like, really? Do I? But I'm stressed out. I'm at work. I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. And if she, you know what? If she's going to be acting like a child and not talking to me, you know what? Then I'll just wait for her to get over it. You know what I mean? You can play that. You know, I don't have to talk to her. I can wait. I'll wait till she comes around. She will get over it. That's kind of the bottom line.
Well, this has taken an interesting turn.
You know what?
The true feelings are coming out.
Well, I'm hearing myself talk about this, and I'm just like, what? I made a small mistake, and I'm beating myself up for this? This is ridiculous.
Oh, Daniel, I don't know if I can help you.
Okay, so because we're going to ask people for their input. My question for you is a grand gesture for you even on the table? Like, if you hear our listeners say, Daniel, get your act together, do something nice for your wife, would you even do it? Or are you so over it and you think that she's reacting, we're reacting so much so that you don't even want to do that?
I mean, at this point, the needle is kind of pointing of just like, get over yourself, all right?
I think we're going to have some people talk some sense into you. I think we will.
216-474-0104. I think what Daniel should do is just go ahead and climb in that giant hole that you just dug for yourself and just let the dirt shower over you.
We're going to try to fix the situation for you, Daniel, but you have to be open to suggestion, okay?
I'll listen. We'll see.
Are you sure you're going to listen?
You know, I'm...
216-474-0104. Does Daniel deserve group therapy? Your calls next on the Q Morning Show.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Group therapy for Daniel in Twinsburg. I mean, he called up and said he had a problem. And he wanted to be on group therapy. I forgot my wife's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained the whole thing to us.
She's upset, rightfully so.
But then he doubled down on forgetting it. So it turned into him not asking for anybody's advice, but I want you to back me up on how this is not my fault that I forgot my wife's birthday because I'm busy.
Well,
like nobody else is busy in the world right now.
Well, I think it was more... I think he did feel remorse for forgetting her birthday, but I think
he had problems
with the way that she was reacting. He was like, I've said sorry 18 times. What else am I supposed to do? She won't answer me. So now he feels like she's overreacting.
Let's go to the calls first. It's May in Brooklyn. May, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? What were your thoughts when you heard Daniel on group therapy? And do you have any helpful suggestions?
So at first, I agreed with her. I mean, if you forget her birthday, especially the first one being married, I could see where she would be upset. And then I really agreed with her when he started calling her, saying that she overreacted, because there's certain things you don't ever say to women, and overreacting is one of them. So I said that his couch better be comfortable, because he's probably going to be sleeping on it tonight.
Probably not just tonight.
Yeah, I don't know where he slept last night. I would like to ask him that question. Jillian's in Berea. Jillian, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on group therapy for Daniel?
Is this
salvageable for him?
I think it is, but he needs to listen to his friends and he needs to do a grand gesture. He needs to do something 10 times better than what he would have done if he remembered, like take her out to dinner, Red Cleveland, Red Steakhouse, spend $200 on dinner. I don't care what you do, but It needs to be 10 times better than what you would have done. And I also think he needs to learn her love language.
Mm.
If she likes receiving gifts and, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like, at first I was like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, I mean, I'm the type of person that I would be upset as well. My husband didn't give me anything for Valentine's Day, and I was upset with him for 3 days, and I kept expecting him to make up for it, you know, and mm-hmm. he never did. And yes, I did get over it. I'm sure she would get over it, but
it still stays with you, clearly.
Exactly, you know, I'm like, she's definitely going to be a little salty about it for the rest of forever, you know? Like, that's something you don't forget.
And I think understandably so. Thank you, Jillian. My thoughts for Daniel is this. Change your attitude, dude.
I was just going to say that, too. Yeah, it's borderline gaslighting. This is a borderline gaslight situation.
You forgot your wife's birthday. I'm sorry that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you're busy. She's probably busy.
Right.
I don't think that she's sitting around doing nothing. You forgot. Stop making excuses.
Right. Stop blaming her. That's the gaslighting part where you did something wrong, Daniel. You can't turn around and blame the situation on her and say, well, this is your fault because you're overreacting. No, she's reacting to something that you did. Had you not done what you did, she wouldn't be having this reaction. So man up, do something nice for your wife, and like Bill said, change the attitude.
Just be happy that she's only giving you the silent treatment right now.
Right.
If that's the worst.
If she hears this, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen if she hears this.
I feel like we should have just stuck with your problem.
About hugging people
as you say goodbye to people at work this week.
Well, we have the rest of the week to discuss.
I do have an idea for you.
Okay.
All right. I'll get that to you sometime at some point.
Okay.
We'll put that on the agenda.
Right. In the next 3 days.
We also have Battle of the Burbs coming up. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs is brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our contestants. We're going to Rocky River first to talk to Sarah, a graduate of Magnificat High School. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, you're going to be taken on a carpool. One of those famous carpools from Akron. It's Kim in the car. And her
It's actually Tim. Sorry.
Tim.
No, there's no way I
we
made that mistake.
We did talk to a female the first time around. We definitely did.
Like there's you did. You had one of the carpool members.
Okay. I was like, yeah, this is not what we talked to.
Like, it's easy for me to mistake Kim and Tim. I could certainly make that mistake, but to
mess up those voices, no.
Yeah, I didn't screw that part up. All right.
Tim.
You still got a carpool to take on here, Sarah. So good luck, guys. Let's play.
Your name is your buzzer. Best of five questions wins. Here we go with question number one. Bob Barker spent how many years hosting The Price is Right?
Tim? 40.
Not 40. Sarah, do you have a guess?
47.
35 years he spent hosting. Question number two. Cleopatra was a legendary ruler of which area?
Tim?
Egypt is correct. Tim on the board with one. Question number three. Which popular fast food franchise is credited with creating the very first modern drive-through window?
Sarah? McDonald's.
It's not McDonald's. Tim, do you have a guess?
Taco Bell.
Not Taco Bell. Wendy's, the first ever drive-through. Tim still leads 1-0. Question number four. What's the name of the town where the Flintstones live?
Tim,
if you get this right, you will win.
Down in Bedrock.
Keep going. I don't know any of the other words to the theme song either.
They're a modern...
Something a story.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm not pulling...
Go down and...
I'm not pulling the lyrics to that song as easy as I'd like.
No. It's been a while.
But, yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen those cartoons. I told you that carpool is tough to beat.
They are tough to beat.
Way to go. How many in the car this morning?
5 of us.
Very good.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
I don't think anybody helped you. I think you did it all on your own.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So nice to have you here. So earlier this morning, Morgan was talking about how she's been stressing a little bit because we're down to the final few days of her being in the building. Her last day is on Friday. And so besides just seeing me every day, she's wondering, how am I going to say goodbye to other coworkers?
Right.
And specifically, you've been stressed about what aspect of saying goodbye to somebody.
Am I supposed to hug people or no? Is that a work faux pas? Like, you don't want to invade someone's personal space, but I am leaving and I have worked with some of these people for 10 years. I feel like that deserves a hug.
So I've thought about it. And here's what I'm going to say. Well, here's what I think you should do first.
Okay.
Is I think you should be proactive about this exit. And I think what you should do today, I think you should do it this morning. I think you should send out an all staff email.
Oh, gosh. Today?
Yes. And say, hey, I want to let everybody know, in case you didn't already know, and everybody knows anyway. But Friday is my last day. I just wanted to say it's been amazing working with you for the last 10 years. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever you want to say. Whatever comes from the heart. Okay? So you send that out today. And I think that you're done.
Really?
After that, I think that you're off the hook for doing anything else. I think you don't have any more responsibility to say goodbye to anyone.
Because then it's on them.
Yes. And if they want to see you, they will come seek you out.
Okay.
And then at that point, just let the hug happen naturally.
Right.
If you're talking to somebody and you feel like it's, let them go in for the hug first.
Okay.
But if there's somebody you want to hug, hug them.
Yeah, I'm a hugger. That's the problem.
If there's someone you want to hug, just go in for the hug.
Yeah.
No one's going to deny you the hug.
That's true. But they'll be like, ooh, what a weirdo. Good thing she's leaving.
But then, again, from the other way around, let them make the first move. It's like a guy going in for a kiss.
Okay.
Just don't shut them down. Just don't be like, whoa.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I don't hug around here.
Okay, I don't hate that idea. I think I might save the email for tomorrow. Because I feel like right now might be too early. Tomorrow, I'll still have 3 full days left.
I don't think it's too early because so many people are working hybrid. Today might be the last day that they're in the office. Especially with a lot of the business side.
Tuesday?
Oh, today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're right. God, I need to have my head examined. I thought it was Wednesday.
No, Wednesday is the day. But that there you go. That makes me confirm the fact that I can send it tomorrow because we both agree that Wednesday is the perfect day.
Okay.
So you have me for one day longer than you thought. Doesn't that make you happy?
My point still stands.
Yes.
It doesn't change my point.
I'm with you.
Okay. All right. So you do that.
Okay. I think that's what I'm going to do.
I've never understood hugging anyway. There was a group of people that I used to work with very closely.
Uh-huh.
And at work, we would never hug. But then whenever we were out at a public location, like if we went out to eat at a restaurant or something like that, or at the Christmas party, I would see them and then we'd all hug each other. And I'd be like, why are we hugging now when we don't hug at work? Like, why is, just because we're out and it's a special occasion, we have to hug now?
I guess. Maybe it's just not as much as a formal setting.
Yeah, I never understood. I don't understand the hugging. That's one problem.
Yeah, next problem, please.
Do you have another one?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with?
Wedding planning.
All right.
Yeah, and I only have, 4 days to get more advice on everything that I need in my life. So I'm really going to take full advantage of it, just so you know.
Okay. Are you sure you don't have 3 days? Isn't today Wednesday?
No, today is, Tuesday.
All right, let's get into that next then. Your wedding planning question, it's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104. Hey, must be the money.
104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So, you know, Morgan, if you have any wedding issues, wedding dilemmas between now and June, you're kind of on your own.
I know. That's why I have to take advantage of the rest of the week to figure out all the questions I need answered.
Unless you somehow, like, write in, like, DM myself and the new person and say, hey, my name is, I'd like to stay anonymous,
yeah.
please.
But I'll make a Finsta. I would.
I would recognize your voice easily. But what issue are you having as you put together this huge wedding party in June?
I have no idea what to do about David's, what he's wearing. Like I don't know the beginning of where to start for a couple of different reasons. The main one being, listen, I'm just going to be 100% honest, and my husband knows this. If I do not plan it, it will not get done when it comes to the wedding situation. So even though David is the one that's supposed to be getting his suit in order, if I don't make the appointment for him, he's going to show up in flip-flops, shorts, and a t-shirt because he just doesn't have the time to do it right now.
So you've made the decision that he's going to be wearing a suit and not a tuxedo.
Don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference between a suit and a tuxedo?
No, tell me. Why would I?
Tuxedo more fancy.
But
bow tie, sometimes cummerbund. It's just supposed to be fancier. The shoes are fancier.
Okay.
With a suit, you can my personal belief is you can get a really, really nice suit and he can look fly.
Okay.
He doesn't need a tuxedo. That's just my personal opinion. You do what you want to do.
I don't know what I want to do.
Well, you're wearing a very nice wedding gown, correct?
Yes. So you think a tux?
What about the bridal party?
That's my next question.
Oh, my gosh. I would think that you would have had this done by now.
I have mine done. I don't have David's done.
It's March. This is in June.
Okay. Well, I'm saying all of his groomsmen are not here in Ohio. So how are they supposed to all get the same tux?
Yeah. Okay. Now that you bring that up.
How the heck are they supposed to do that?
I don't think I would try to have a match. That's just me, though. I don't think I would care. Okay, I'm not.
They have to match. My OCD. No, I can't. No, they have to match. What do I do? This is a big problem.
I'm clearly making this worse.
Can you see my anxiety literally rising as we're talking about it?
I do see. Okay. 216-474-0104.
I mean, people have to know the answer to this, right? I mean, my husband is not the first person to have groomsmen that don't live in the state.
I'm 100% positive that somebody has gone through this before and they have a practical solution because clearly.
Somebody please help me. I only have 3 days to figure this out.
Clearly, you do not enjoy any of my suggestions.
Give them the number. Hurry.
216-474-0104. Your calls coming up. JT now.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So before we get to all these calls here, there's every call, every line is on hold to help Morgan out with some of her wedding planning. Let me mention that we appreciate you listening to the show any way that you listen to the show, whether it's on the radio or if you're listening on the Odyssey app, there is a chance for you to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. And JT is doing two shows in Vegas, back-to-back shows. You could be at both shows. And we have airfare and hotel as well. Your entry is just by listening to the Odyssey app. So when you click on it, you log in, and for every hour that you listen to Q104 on the Odyssey app, that is a chance to win this incredible trip to Vegas to see Justin Timberlake. Now back to the calls and the dilemma at hand.
Suitgate.
So Morgan, the first thing I think we have to do is decide, are you going to wear suits or are you going to wear tuxes?
Whatever one looks nicer. So probably tuxes, right?
Tuxes would probably be the way to go. Dave is in Akron. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
So your daughter got married out of town and all the guys had tuxes, right?
Yes, every single one of us got a tux. She got married in Indiana.
All right, so what did you do?
What happened?
Well, they picked a local tuxedo shop, and they sent a form that they fill out when you get measured for your tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
We took it to a local tuxedo shop, all got measured, mailed it back. Then Thursday before the wedding, we picked up the tuxes in Indiana, and everything went good.
No horror stories?
No horror stories.
Because picking something up 2 days before the wedding would cause me major anxiety.
They have extras there just in case. Plus, in most tailor shops, they have a tailor in there at the tuck shop if something needs let out.
Okay. Okay.
I think the problem there, Morgan, would this not be true that you have to get all the sizes for all of those groomsmen?
Yeah, especially because, you know, we're getting a lot of texts saying, you know, pick one shop and have everybody go get them there. I need to remind you that one of David's groomsmen lives in Thailand. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they have a men's warehouse in Thailand. So it's like, how do I?
Well, you don't know.
I don't know, but I can make a guess. I don't know what to do. Why is this the worst?
Let's see if Sam in Painesville has a good suggestion. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Now,
help me.
What are you advocating here for? Suits or tuxes or what?
I mean, either or. I will say, so my dad and uncle own a local suit shop. They have my entire life. My dad's been doing this since he was 15. So when I tell you people come in and have no idea what they want or what they want to do, that's what they're there for. So you go in and you say, this is my dilemma, and he'll show you different examples and he'll tell you the difference and he'll give you all the knowledge in the world. And they will let you know, like, this is what will look better in my opinion. They're the pros, so they know. So leaning on them could be really helpful for you. I actually have a friend who's getting married next month, and she has a brother who lives in the Netherlands. And so she's going through my dad for his fur suits, and they got his measurements. And they're just going to – they can either ship it to him, they can have it ready for him before he comes in for the wedding. I mean, they're pretty flexible.
Oh, my gosh. A dream.
So, yeah. I know. And like I said, sometimes they'll even ship it out to people if people are like, I don't know if I'll be in.
Right.
You can try it on. And even like, okay, if, you know, if they say, okay, well, I can't get measurements, but this is what I wear in a shirt. When I tell you, like, my dad will know, okay, well, this is what will be in a suit. And if not, I'll order an extra. Like, he will, you know, he'll order extras just to be safe in case something doesn't fit. And, you know, like, you know, someone said there's a tailor on hand too. So if last minute anything happens, they can fix it right then and there and, you know, help you with that. So
plug the shop, Sam. I want to know, it's in Painesville or you're just in Painesville?
It's in Menor. It's across from Heinen's in Menor. It's Teriyaki Suits and Tailoring.
There we go.
And tell him Sam sent you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually there during the days anyways, but yeah, definitely. They're there to help you. So a lot of people do not know the difference between tuxes and suits and all that.
Don't have a clue.
I still don't. So don't worry.
Literally, I asked David. I asked my husband, I'm like, do you have any idea of what you would like to wear? And he goes, I think I'm just going to Google like David Beckham suit. And that's what I'll like go off of. And I'm like, okay, well, at least we have a point of reference.
Yeah, and there's like lots of books and different things that he can look at for different colors and style. I mean, there's so many options. So I think you'll be okay.
Sam, don't you think that David should be coordinating all this though? Not Morgan.
Yes, but as a married woman, I will tell you that I'm not surprised that that's not happening.
Right?
My husband would have worn a suit T-shirt to our wedding if I wouldn't have made him not.
You eloped, so you don't know the pressure that comes with all this.
Hey, I still got my own tux, though. I mean, I eloped. I remember I would take a cab from Caesar's Palace to the tux place and to go pick up my tux and then take a cab back. I was responsible for the entire thing. Also, Morgan, you are right. I don't think there's a men's warehouse in Thailand.
Thailand, yes.
However, I did find an article. It says top places to shop men's clothing in Bangkok.
Okay.
If that is helpful, I will forward that to you.
Yeah, I might need it. Oh, man. Why is my life so easy? Everything's just so easy.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Narrow to the heart. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. You think you're having problems this morning, Morgan?
What's wrong?
My wife just texted me a few seconds ago. Just saw a coyote run towards Detroit.
Detroit?
She means Detroit Avenue. Not Detroit, the city. And I texted back, are you sure it wasn't a dog? She texted back, not 100%, but there have been posts about it recently on Facebook. And then I said, should we keep the kids home from school today? She said they left for school an hour ago.
Well, what are they going to do?
Hopefully not get attacked by a coyote today. See, that's real problems.
Real
right
problems, I know.
Real. I did not know there was a coyote issue in Rocky River.
Who cares about my tux problems? Mm-hmm. Be serious.
Could be a lot worse.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show. Q104.
From the 1-800.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.